tonight, but we'll do one of the two tonight. So let's start the Gemara. So Amar Rav Yehuda, bottom of Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, Abodik Tzarek Sheivarech, Mai Mevarech. So what bracha should you make? Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava, Livayer Chametz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava, Albir Chametz. So Machlokes is Livayer versus Albir, right? What's the Nikudas HaMachlokes? So the Gemara tells us, when it comes to livayer, everyone agrees that li is mashma, something that's about to happen. Ki pligi ba al bir. Tol machlokis with the word al bir. Mar sover meikara mashma, mar sover lahaba mashma. One man damar holds that it's only mashma what happened in the past, meaning al bir, as Rashi explains, that I already did the bir. And one man damar says, no, it's also mashma lahaba. So it's a machlokis whether or not it's exclusively meikara versus it's also lahaba. So meisvei. So now I bring a few cases. Baruch Asher Kishanos Lusun Al Hamila. We say the baruch of Al Hamila, and therefore, what do you see from there? This is obviously what? This is obviously lahaba. You're doing the mitzvah over lasiyaso. You're doing the baruch over lasiyaso, and therefore, it has to be lahaba. So this is a raya against the mandamer that says that al is not lahaba mashma, it's only meikara mashma. So the Gemara says, nah, it's not a raya. Right? Because what else, what other choice did he have? Hasam hechi neima, neima lamul, losagi delav iu moil, avia ben maikel ameimar, enachinami. So this, and we'll see, this is the psak of the Rambam as well, that if the father of the child is doing the meal himself, he should make the bruch of lamul esaben. However, if it's a moel doing the job, so he should say al hamila. But that's not a raya for anything. It's only because it's being done ayde shliach. Meisve baruch asher kirishon zosavet yimano al hashchita. So he's saying you make the bracha al hashchita. So exactly the same kasha. Hasam nami hechi neima neima lishchot lo sagi delo iu shachit. So pesach ukadshem aikel meimar. What about when he is shechting his own korban? Say nachinami. Meisve haose lulav atzmo mevarch shechiyonim kimano v'giyonim l'zman hazeh. Not lo latzis bo, Omer Asher Kishon Zosivano al natilas lulav. So you see here, we don't do the shechiyana for whatever reason, but we do the al natilas lulav. So again, al is mashma lahaba. So no, shiny awesome, debeitna da agba nafig bay. Difference is that he was already yotze when he picked up the lulav. So the Gemara says that the whole reason you say al over there is gufa because al is lahaba, is mashma, what's the lashon? I'm sorry. Meikara mashma. And not lahaba mashma. So there, if you said lito lasalulav or whatever lashon you would have said, instead of al natilas lulav, you would have been lying. You were already yotze the mitzvah of natilas lulav. So it sounds from the Gemara that the only reason with natilas lulav, you're already yotze, right? So here, Tosus points out a very important ha'ara. So Tosus divra masla de be'idna da'agba nafik be, Tosus just says, so how's he going to make a bracha at all? Otzarech levaracha over las yosav. Omeri da'afal gav de nafik akanti osik b'mitzvah shetzarech l'naneh b'kriyas ahal. You have to do the ninuim. That's part of the mitzvah of tilas lulav, and it has to be done b'kriyas ahal. And this is the reason why people who are more, I guess, halachically based would make the bracha in shul right before they say halal, because they want the bracha to be chal in the ninuim that he's going to do b'shas ha'halo, as opposed to people are more kabbalistically based, they'll make the bracha before the shacharis in the sukkah, because they want to dafka do it in the sukkah. That's a good question anyway, whether or not that's really what the svarim meant when they said that you're supposed to make the bracha in the sukkah. I've heard some say that perhaps it's not at all. Like what we do nowadays, we'll wake up in the morning and you make the bracha in the sukkah and then you'll go to shul or whatever. Meaning, what's the reason you make it in the sukkah? Dafka, those svarim are telling you should try to be yotze the mitzvah immediately upon waking up. You shouldn't do anything else before you yotze the mitzvah of dalaminim. So it's lav dafka that you have to do it in a sukkah. That's not a kiyum apikabol of anything necessarily. It's just that you're supposed to be yotze the mitzvah right away, as opposed to others who say, no, you can wait a little longer to be yotze the mitzvah, so the bracha will be chal and the nanun. But, okay, I don't know.
Usually having to be in a sukkah?
No, being in a sukkah is nothing, according to this way of understanding it. That it's the fact that the I don't know which svarim exactly are the ones that say you should do it in a sukkah, but the Kabbalistic svarim, whatever, they say you should do it in a sukkah. That's not lav davka in a sukkah. It just means that it's more kedai to be mekayim the mitzvah right away than it is to when you woke up. You were in a sukkah, so where else are you going to go? That's the idea. I don't know. I'm not sure what the shittas are in terms of who holds what, but split usually between chassidim and misnagdim in terms of who. The misnagdim usually make the bracha in shul, and the chassidim make the bracha in the sukkah at home. Again, I'm not well versed with the sources in terms of what makes people want to make it dafka in the sukkah versus not. So, but that's what I heard. Anyway, so it's another kasha that I don't know. Did you guys discuss this in shir at all? Why Tosfos needs to outsmart the Gemara? Tosfos comes up with a number of solutions as to how we make the bracha of al netilas luluv before. We're actually yotzei the mitzvah, right? So there's a few solutions. You can be mahapich, one of the minim. That's what the minig generally is to do that. Or you could have kavanah shelo latzeis. Or they could be misumanim lefanecha, right? So any other solutions? Any other solutions besides? No, I'm saying, but that's, I'm talking about outsmarting the Gemara. So those are some of Tosfos' ways of outsmarting the Gemara. So that's always a strong kasha. Why did Tosfos have to outsmart the Gemara? So it's interesting that why is it that we do what we do? We generally are knowing like Tosfos to try to outsmart the Gemara. What the Gemara is there not brilliant chaps that the Gemara couldn't come up with? Like the concept of kavanah shel latzeis is not hard to do at all. To be mahapich, one of the meaning also not difficult. It's hard to understand why Tosfos felt the need to outsmart the Gemara and to come up with a way that we could do it over Lasiyah. So unclear. You discuss that at all? I don't know. This is something that bothers me. Has bothered me for a while. I don't know what the pshat is. Okay.
Well, just like additional point or additional thing.
I'm saying
the Gemara is wrong. You're saying these are
just if the Gemara was a little smarter, this is what they would have done. I'm saying the Gemara basically says, no, here you don't really have any breira because you're already yotzei. So the bracha is dafka when you're already yotzei. So Tulsa says, what do you mean you don't have a brayer? You have an excellent brayer. You could do it this way. You could do it that way. I'm saying, I don't know. It's a little strange. Okay. So just moving on a little bit in the Gemara. So we said, where'd we leave off? So then the Gemara just has a diak. Ihachi latzisbo. Why say latzisbo? Yatzabo meboile. Einachinami. Okay. So the Gemara concludes, Al Bir Chametz. It's a very strange psak halacha. We said that Kuli Alma's mode that Livar works, but it's a machlokis whether or not al bir chametz works, and we go with the svara of al bir chametz, not livar. So that's a very hard thing to understand. Why on earth would you say that you should do the one that's lesser accepted? Why not, if you have a choice to be yotzei l'chol adeos, why not be yotzei l'chol adeos when you can be yotzei according to miktsas deos? Also very hard to understand. So that already the Rishonim address at length. So we'll get back to that, Mirtz Hashem, next time. But just including on a little further, the Kulei Alma Mia Mei Kara Ba'inan Levruche. So everybody agrees that you have to make the bracha first. Minolan, where do we know this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvos, Mevarech Aleihem Over La'asiyasan, Amai Mashma Dehai Over Lishna Daktumehu. Amar Rav Nach Bar Yitzchak, Amar Krav, Ayaretz Achimotz, Derech HaKikar, Ayaretz Yavar Sakushi. Right, so Achimotz won the race, and it's Lashon Vaya'avor. So it's Lashon Over that he came in front of, immediately preceded him. Just a photo finish, he came right in front of him. Abaye Amar Mehacha, Abaye says from here, Vahu Over Lifnehem, Viboye Sein Mehacha, Vayavor Malkam Lifnehem, Vashem Barov Sham. Fine. Beirav Amri Chutzmena Tvila, Vishofer. The two exceptions to the rule are Tvila and Shofer. Bishloma Tvila, Dakate Gavrilo Chazi. Because the guy is not Ra'oi to make the bracha. So we'll have to figure out what does that mean? He's not Ra'oi to make the bracha. Because he's Tameh? Because he's not Jewish, so that's what we're showing him work on here. El a shofar my time v'chitim, but mishum dilma mekalkala tkiya. Maybe he won't succeed in blowing a proper kol, and then it'll be a brachlavatali. Yachy, I feel a shchita umilanami. There are shechita, and in a worst case scenario, mila. Other things you can botch the mitzvah and you won't be yotze. So why is it that we're not choshish over there? Ela amrav chizda chutz min atvila bilvat. Tvila is the only one, not shofar. Itmar. Chutz min atvila bilvat, itmar. Tanya nami hachi. Tova v'ola baliyasu omer. Baruch asher kitshon zvotzen v'tzimanu ala tvila. Fine. Yeah.
When the Gemara said a minyala and the Kura just like an amora, what do you do with that?
Yeah, it's interesting. What's the initial assumption? The initial assumption seems to be over Las Yasam is the only way to go. And then, like, I don't know, who says such a thing? Why do we assume that it's true? And the only actual source that we could see that says such a thing is an Amora. Yeah, it's very interesting. Usually we look for earlier sources than Amoraim, for sure. Meaning for the bracha being over Las Yaso, if we don't find a source in the Torah for it, or even an asmach in the Torah for it, that's no big deal, because the whole concept of the Birch HaMitzvahs are only midrabanan. But then, right, we have brachas daraisa, definitely Birch HaMazon, which is not over for anything, and we have perhaps Birch HaTorah, which might not be a classic Birch HaMitzvah anyway. So it's not, we're not going to have any examples min HaTorah. But what's the whole yisod of doing it over Las Yasa? There's really no source in the Torah, but at least in Tanaim, but we don't even find that. Yeah. So Maisa, it's a little bit difficult, as you pointed out. Okay. So just wanted to go back first and deal with this Tosos on Zayin Amid Aleph over here, which brings us back a little bit to some of the Yisodos and Ksuvis. It says, Bilavayer kuleyama lo pligi de la habo mashma. Right, we said that it has to be mashma lahava, because the word lahachniso is with a lamed. Everyone agrees the lamed and lahachniso sounds like it's going on the future. Second reason is he has to make the bracha over Las Yaso. So we see right away that the bracha of Lachniso is meant to be over Las Yaso, according to the Rash Mishans, right? Because of A, the meaning of the bracha itself, right? We say, Asher Kiddushan Zosvon Lachniso Bevriso Shal Avram Avinu. So it's mashma, I'm about to do this. And number two, the mitzvah is apparently to bring him into the bris of Avram Avinu, so you have to make it over Las Yaso. It's two very good reasons. V'lo Nirla Benetam. Benetam doesn't agree. The parak of Lezer Demila. Tanya Hamal Omar Sher Kiddushon as well as Zivano Al Hamila Avia Ben Omar Lachniso. Right, that's the minig that we have, that the Moel says the brach of Al Hamila, and immediately following the father says the brach of Lachniso Bevriso Shel Avraham Avinu. Mashma LaAchra Hamila Mekoma. So it sounds like it's already after the Mila. Afal Gav Lachniso Mashma LaHaba Lo Kasha. Even though it sounds like a little bit that you're lying, because you're implying that you're about to do something, it's not really a kasha. The lo al zos hanasa achsha mevorach. He's not making a bruch on this particular maisa mitzvah. Ela mishabeach umodel laKadosh Baruch Hu shetzivano ala mila kishetava liyado v'tiknu akan legalos ulahodia shezu amila nase l'shem yotzro v'l'shem odizara v'l'shem murna v'l'shem hargrizim. What's murna, by the way? Anybody know? I forgot. A disease? So you want to get rid of the orla because of the health reasons. Right? So he says, and also not because of hargrizim. Why would I thought it was because of hargrizim? The second bris. That's when Bnei Yisrael did the mila in the midbar by Yoshua. Is that what he's talking about? I assume that's what Tosfos is referring to. When they did the bris right before they went into Eretz Yisrael. That's not why I'm doing a bris. I'm doing a bris because it was mitzuvah at Har Sinai by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ain sarach levarach over Las Yaso, but makam sha osa mitzvah hu mevarach. Aval kishem mevarach acher lo. So this last line doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the theme. He started off by saying that there's some type of a mitzvah to praise Hashem concerning the fact that in general we're mitzuvah in bris mila, and so why do we even bother doing it at the bris? You could just be walking down the street and saying it. So he says no, because we want to show that this mila is being done for the right kavanas, and therefore we say it at the bris. But But it doesn't have to be done over lasiyasu unless you're the one doing the cutting. That's what he sounds like at the end. But if you were the one doing it, then you would have to make the bracha. L'chora is not telling you a din in mitzvos per se. He's just telling you that it wouldn't be super appropriate to make the bracha over lasiyasu unless you were the one doing the mitzvah, so that you can establish to everybody what the reason you're about to do it is. But if it's not you, then you can just make the mention even after the milah was done. And then he has a strange raya. Because when it comes to Birchas Erisin, we make the bracha not over the Las Yasa, we make the bracha after the Erisin. And therefore, this is seemingly the same type of bracha as Birchas Erisin, and it can be made afterwards. So this is reminiscent, this statement reminiscent of what we saw in the Rush last year. Right? The Rush has the line by Birchas Erisin that it's not really exactly a mitzvah, it's more of a heksher mitzvah, altspiri verivya. Although if you read the Lashon of the Rush, it doesn't say that exactly. The Rush is generally understood as saying it's not a mitzvah to get married. Right? But I don't remember offhand, I don't have the Rush in front of me right now, but I don't remember that being exactly the Lashon of the Rush, that he says it's not a mitzvah. It just seems to be it's not a mitzvah the way you think of a mitzvah, but it seems to be implied in his Lashon there is a mitzvah to get married, it's not the end game. Okay, Lamaisa, it's generally understood the Rush holds is not a mitzvah to get married. It's a mitzvah, it's a heksher mitzvah, it's peri verivya, and therefore the Birchas Erisin constitute more of a Birchas HaShevach rather than a Birchas HaMitzvah. Ad Kedei Kach, the Tosfos over here says that the Birchas Erisin could be made after the actual Erisin is done. Right? Who else is by Kiddushin? We say, is it the Sheetza Ravid? Says that you don't make the bracha beforehand because she might refuse it. Is that the Ravid on the Rambam? Yeah, the Ravid says he can make the bracha afterwards because she might refuse it, and therefore we're afraid of that happening. We make the bracha after the fact. But here, Tosa seems to be saying it's not because of that. It's because it's just a shevach ba'alma to try to show that you're happy that Hashem gave you this particular mitzvah, and that the Rush uses that to explain the whole text of Ala Arayas. What are we talking about, Arayas here? Isser Arusos, Heter Nisuos. What does this have to do with anything? So we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not cavemen. We're not like the Umos Solom that they don't have such a thing as kinyanim in terms of erisin and nisuin. We have a whole process al pi halacha that there's a likuchin and there's a proper marriage as opposed to, you know, like the Rambam explains, kodem matan Torah. You just basically miyachid somebody and you're married. That's it. Right, so therefore, we bless Hashem. We thank Hashem for the ability to do things in a halachic way, to do things in a viable way. But it's not a birchas mitzvah at all. Rather, it's just a birchas shevach. However, if you look on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph in the Dapei Arif, he quotes the Ramban, who has obviously the other opinion that birchas erisin is definitely a birchas mitzvah. He quotes the Yerushalmi. It's like sort of smack in the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph, where it says, Garsina b'Yerushalmi, chutz mikidushin b'be'ila. Right, so this is going on in the Gemara, where it says that they all have to be over lasiyaso, and it says, except for kidushe bia. Because of Rambanzal, da'ainu taima lefi she'ein ro'oi levarich al ha-mitzvah ela kishahi mezumenes lefanav lasosa. V'osa sha'arehu im isha b'mita ve'ein ro'oi levarich mishim lo yirel b'cha ervas dover. Right, the concept of L'yir B'cha Erevas Davar means you're not supposed to make brachas in front of Erva. And so if he's in the mita ready to be Mekadesh Bebiya, it's just not the appropriate time to be making brachas. Right, in general, there's a big machlokus as to how much or how little in the presence of Erva a person is supposed to try to avoid when making brachas and saying Devrei Torah and any kind of Dvarim Shebekdusha, even maybe singing Zmiras on Shabbos and things like that. So certainly if he's Ima B'mita, you're supposed to, that's definitely a violation of Erevas Dover, of L'yir B'cha Erevas Dover, and therefore you're not allowed to make a bracha under such situation. He uses such a lashon of lo hitzrichuhu chachamim livol hu bevigdo, v'hi bevigdo, ulis kasos. Right? So he says, the chachamim didn't want to go the other direction and say that in order to be Mekadesh Bebiya, it has to be done while they're both fully clothed, and therefore they can make the bracha, and then they can be Mekadesh Bebiya like that. So he says, therefore, since the Chachamim weren't willing to go that far, so matzrich you to be completely covered, so they said that you're allowed to be Mekadesh Bebiya and you shouldn't make the bracha. under those circumstances. Mikol Makom says the Ran Shamina Mina the Bikdushe Kesef Vishtar over Lasias and Tzarech Levarach Pirchas Erusin Chin Kosev Rav Alfasi B'Tshuva V'Ramam Zal Avu B'Tosus Pirshu D'Chiyamir D'Mavarach over Lasias Anim Kishe Osa Mitzvah Hu Shemavarach Avu Kishe Mavarach Acher Lo. Then he throws in that last statement, which also just sort of leaves me hanging a little bit in terms of understanding that it's totally in whether you're making the bracha or somebody else is making the bracha. But that's not really what Tosos said exactly. He just said that it's totally in Birchas HaShevach versus Birchas HaMitzvah, seemingly, not who the Mavarech is. So basically, the sources that the Ran, according to the Yerushalmi, the Ramban, the Rif, the Rambam, they seem to be holding the Birchas Harrison's Birchas HaMitzvah, whereas Tosos seems to be holding Birchas HaShevach, like the Rush. And that's why it doesn't have to be over Lasiyah. So why is that totally? Why is the Iker Nekuda whether he's the Mavarach or someone else is the Mavarach? Why should that matter? It matters, I understand, by Bris Milah, because maybe under the circumstances that you want to be Megala, that the Bris is L'Shem Har Sinai and not the other things. So there you can say that if you're the Mavarach, if you're the one doing the Maisa Mitzvah, you should make that bracha in advance. But if you're not the one, so just to be Megala Milsa on the mitzvah that's in the room, so that's okay to do it a few seconds after the mitzvah is being done. But Dafka, to say that that's the Pshat and Tosus over here by Birchas Harrison, I don't see how that is. So I'm not sure what to make out of this, Ron. Okay, but Lamaisa, this is the Shita Satosus, classic Machlokas Rishonim, in terms of whether or not Birchas Harrison is Birchas HaMitzvah, which is definitely the Das Rov Rishonim. And the minority opinion in the Rishonim, like in the Rush, and the second day in Tosus here, which is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that it seems to be a Birkas HaShevach. Yeah.
So the fact that Tosus, throws in the line about the difference between the person, is that also unclear why he also does that?
So it's a little unclear, but the way I was understanding it was that. Still, if you're the Moel, you should make the bracha first. Because you want to be clear that you're explaining the mitzvah that you're about to do. I don't know, I recently was at a bris, and the Moel was a very explanatory Moel. Some Moelim are not explanatory. Some are big showmen. And this guy, I didn't think he was being a showman. I just think he was trying to educate people. So he just he explained every little step of the way that he was doing. Explained who's going to make what bracha, and usually you make it up in advance with the father. Don't forget to do this, don't forget to do that, okay, and then they just go into it and get the job done. You don't have to, he announced every kibbutz, announced it, whatever, he did a nice job. But Lamaisa, the moel makes sense, that he'll explain it, if he's doing the mila, he'll say the bracha of lach niso, because it makes sense, the mitzvah that I'm about to do is, I'm praising Hashem that it's dafka l'shem, Har Sinai, not L'shem Har Grizim, etc. So maybe that makes sense in Tosus, but then to go and apply it to Birchas Erisin, what does that have to do with this? Saying the first half of what Rabbi Natan was saying applies to Birchas Erisin, not that line. Right. I don't know. So that's why I'm not sure what exactly the Ron is saying.
Again, by meal, why not say by Kedushin also should be explained before? Because there's no issues about where your Kavanah would be?
No, because by Kedushin, it's not... there's no issues of where your kavana would be, and furthermore, it's a different kind of shevach. No, excuse me, the second part is wrong. Just the first thing. There's no issues of where your kavana is. What other kavana are you marrying this girl for? You're doing it with shame. If you didn't want to be married, meaning what's the shevach of the Birchas Erisin? It's all about the lekuchen al pi halacha. Thank you for being mekadesh my life and giving me guidelines as to how to live as a holy individual. So you're thanking Hashem for that, but what's the Havamina to say otherwise? There's no Havamina to say otherwise. Here, by Bris Milah, there's all kinds of other reasons. Maybe you'd be doing Bris Milah and Gufa. This is the Bris with a Kaddish Baruch. You want to make it clear what exactly is going on. But by Harrison, there's no reason to differentiate. I'm not sure. Anyway, so in terms of the Machlokis between the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam as to when to say the Birkas, so I think I told you this part last year, but it's one of my more favorite ones, so I'll say it again this year. I have I have a Kabbalah from almost all my Rebbeim that they repeat Shurim, at least from year to year, if not from month to month. So So I don't feel bad repeating it, but the din of the brach of lahachmiso is a little bit shrouded in mystery in terms of what the pshat in this bracha is. So Tosfos, the first day in Tosfos wants to say it's birchas hamitzvah, that's the day of the Rosh, and you have the second day of Rabbeinu Tam, it's birchas hashavach. So if you... Let's see, I got the wrong thing here. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Mila, so the beginning, the opening Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, let me just get it. Oh, I passed it already. So he says that when it comes to the bris, it's a mitzvah saseh that has kares attached to it. Umitzvah ala av lomolus benov al harav lomolus kol avodov dilid bayis umiknas kesef. The real mitzvah is on the father / the slave master. Over ha'av oha adon velo malo son batal abito mitzvah saseh ve'ino chayv kares she'ina kares talu ela ba'ar latzmo. The father doesn't get the kares if he doesn't do it, but he was mevatel his opportunity to do the mitzvah saseh. Ubeizdin mitzuvin lamalas oso aben oha eved bizmano velo yanichu orel lo biyisrael velo ba'avdeim. And if the father doesn't do it, then the mitzvah gets thrown over to the beizdin. That it seems that everybody is mitzuva in this mitzvah of mila. And if you look two parakim later in Perek Gimel, you have a similar vort in the Rambam, Perek Gimel halacha aleph, where the Rambam says, Hamal mevarich kodim sheyimol baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech haolam asher kidushanu mitzvot tzivanu al hamila. The guy who's doing the bris says al hamila. Im hayamal ben chavero. V'imal beno. Let's say you're doing your own son. Mevarich v'tzivanu lamula saben, which is exactly what our Gemara said. If you were doing your own brach, if you're doing your own mila, what would you say? Lamul. And then the Gemara said, Einachinami. That's what you do. Va'avia ben mevarich bracha acheres asher kishanu mitzvot tzivanu lahachniso bevriso shel avram avinu shemitzvah al ha'av lamulas beno yoser al ha'mitzvah shemitzuvin kol yisrael shemulu kol orel shebeinayim. Because it's a bigger mitzvah for the father to do it than for everybody else. So this is a very interesting formulation that the Rambam has. Since it's a bigger mitzvah for the father than everybody else, the father should make such a bracha. Lefichach, im ein sham aviv, ein mevarach an acherim bracha zu. If the father's not there, nobody else makes this bracha. Right? Ve'yesh mi shehorash yivarach olsa beizdin, o echad min ha'am, ve'in roi lasos kein. And some say that the Beis Din should make the bracha of lachniso, and the Rambam says, I'm telling you that's not the right way to go. Do not make that bracha. So seemingly we have here an idea that the mitzvah is on the father to be mal his child, and if he doesn't do it, then everybody else has the Beis Din has a chiyuv to do it for him. Yeah?
If the Beis Din is doing it or a random person, then it's just alamilah.
Alamilah finished.
Alamilah, that's it.
All right, no lachniso, that's the Rambam's Lushin. And we saw that Lushin from the Gemara that Tosfos quotes. It says that the Moel makes Alamila and the father makes Lachniso. So the Rambam's taking that 100% literally and saying if there's no father, then there's nobody saying Lachniso. So that's how the Rambam understands it. So it's very... there's a lot of problems with this understanding just in terms of what's the mitzvah on the Beis Din versus the father. The father has a bigger mitzvah than the Beis Din, not, what does that mean, bigger versus smaller? Right? It sounds like they both have a chiyuv, but the father has kedima because it's primarily his responsibility, and if he doesn't get the job done, okay, so the Beis Din has a chiyuv to make sure that the job gets done. But it doesn't sound like a bigger mitzvah, and then the Rambam says, but l'mais, it's so much of a bigger mitzvah that the father makes an extra bracha. What does that mean? If it's a bigger mitzvah, you make an extra bracha? It's a very hard concept to grasp in terms of what he's saying. So, l'chora, you could explain, if you want to look, the Primoshe has a nice word on this also, the Primoshe on his Sefer on Mila, and Simon Beis has a nice explanation, where he basically wants to say that it's really all the chiyuv on the father. The Beis Din has no chiyuv whatsoever. The Beis Din doesn't have to be mal anybody. It's just that, in this particular mitzvah, the chiyuv on the father is so strong that the Beis Din has an achrayus to make sure that the father is being mekayim his mitzvah. And therefore, the father is the one who should do it and make all the brachas. But if the Beis Din doesn't do it, they're not really shluchim of the father. They're just basically making sure that the father gets the job done. That's, I mean, he says something along those lines. He tries to explain all the difficulties with that. But I wasn't, I mean, it's a good vart. If you check it out, it's worthwhile to see how he explains it. But I thought you could say a little bit better. We know the famous sheet of the Marach or Zeruah. The Marach or Zeruah by Inyani Mila writes that the exact Maramakam on that is, do I have it? I don't. Sorry. The Marach or Zeruah Shita is that there actually isn't a mitzvah to do the bris milah. There's only a mitzvah for the ben to be mohu. And the chiyuv of the father is not to do the maisa milah, it's rather to make sure that his kid has a bris. So, obviously the Rambam does not hold this way. Right, and how do we know the Rambam does not hold this way? Because he differentiates between if the father himself does it, where he says the mitzvah is lamul, to do the milah, versus al hamilah. That's one way to understand it. But just in terms of the lashon that the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Milah, he writes milah mitzvah sasei shechayv aleha kares, etc. So mitzvah lav lamul espino. Right, so he says the mitzvah is to do the milah. So you can't argue that the Rambam holds like the Marach or Zeruah that the chiyuv is to be gemalt. It's not that the father has a chiyuv to make sure his kid has a bris. It's just the mitzvah is to do the milah. However, what you can say in the Rambam is that perhaps there are two dinim in the mitzvah of milah. There is the maisa milah, as we've just proven. However, in addition, there is a chiyuv like the Marach or Zeruah, where it is a secondary level that the father has a chiyuv to see to it that his son has a bris milah. So obviously, it's a better mitzvah for the father to do the milah himself, as the Rambam records. But if he wants to do it al yidei shliach, so he's doing a secondary kiyum in the milah, which is, you know, we don't say mitzvah bo, we say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, that it's better if he does it. And nevertheless, the second level of the kiyum of the mitzvah of milah, he's for sure being mekayim either way, whether he does it himself or whether he does it al yidei shliach, is in that the kid should be gemalt. The kid should have a bris milah. And the father's taking care of this. So, yeah?
So the milah is the fact that he gets to accomplish the maisa mitzvah?
No, the milah is that he does the maisa himself. The secondary din is that the kid should have a bris. So the chora, you could say that, I mean, I'm not sure about this one. In other words, when do we say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho? L'chora, we would only say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho when there's a maisa mitzvah to be done. So it's better that I do the maisa mitzvah myself than a shliach does a maisa mitzvah for me. But in totsah, is there din mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho in a totsah of a mitzvah? I'm not sure that that's so. That why I'm saying just misvara, why would we say that? What? But the mitzvah is ksiva sefer Torah. Is the mitzvah really that there should be a sefer Torah? The mitzvah is the ksiva.
I saw recently that some people say that it could be specifically when the mitzvah is on the totsah that we do apply. That's when we do apply
mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. What's the svara to say such a thing?
Because if you just have the, I think the idea is that if you do it yourself. And if there's just the totsa'a, then fine, and then the shliach does it, then he gets, then the totsa'a happens, whatever. But if you do it, you incorporate a mais mitzvah, to that mitzvah as well, besides for the totsa'a. That's why there's a mile of you doing it over the shliach.
I hear the svar. I'm saying, where do we learn it out from in the Gemara, in the beginning of the second parak, no? Yeah. In Kiddushin. So there, what's the ikar of the kedushin is the totsah,
right?
It's the maisa, no?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, what's the?
I don't know. That's what I saw some people say.
Under in what context?
I don't know. Like there's just that's actually the Marach or Zeruah. I don't know if they say that's what it is. It's like just a random tshuva.
I'm saying, and it's applied to the concept of kedushin.
He's trying to figure out the question of why is that we don't apply suichos by sitzes or tefillin or things like that.
Oh, okay, so that's
when the ikur is with the ksos, whatever.
Right. So I was going within the other side. I was going within the push-up shot there, that it's a mitzvah shibagufo, so if the whole mitzvah is that my guf should have tzitzis on it, then all right, so...
I guess that's why they right. Like, those are... Right. And the mice, so like, we say you have to do those things, but in other things...
Right. Okay, so once you're ready, going off the beaten path with that, so then I hear the taina, but I was just assuming the mice shibaguf, that's a raya in and of itself. Right. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. All right, so the... Regardless of the issue of mitzvah bo yorzim b'shlucho, here we have perhaps two dinim in the Rambam in terms of explaining why there's two brachas that we're going to make. We have the bracha of al hamila or lamul asaben, and we have the bracha of lachnisa b'riso shalav ravino. The first bracha can be said on the ma'isa mitzvah, and the second is lachnisa b'riso shalav ravino on the totsah of the mitzvah. So when it comes to the father, what's he chayev in? He's definitely chayev in both. He's chayev in the ma'isa mitzvah, and he's also chayev in the totsah of the mitzvah. What's Beis Din chayev in? So Beis Din l'chor is not chayev in the ma'isa mitzvah. They don't run around. Beis Din doesn't run around making sure that every single person is performing all of his ma'isa mitzvahs. I mean, again, there is a concept of kofin ala mitzvahs, but that's generally when a guy stands up and says, I refuse to eat matzah. I refuse to take a lulav. But it's not Beis Din's job to run around and knock down every door and make sure that you're having a Seder. But here, Beis Din goes around knocking down doors, making sure that every single Jewish person has a bris. That's definitely a din in the totsah. So you could say that Beis Din is not mechuyev in the ma'isa mitzvah, Beis Din is mechuyev in the totsah of the mitzvah. And therefore, when the father doesn't do his job, Beis Din is coming in to make sure that that second din gets fulfilled. That's what they're doing over here. So now we can understand a little bit what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is saying that if the father is there, then we say two brachas, because there the father's chayiv in both dinim. He's chayiv in the mitzvah samila, and he's also chayiv in the totsah of the mila of lachni, that the kid should be nichnas into the bris of Avraham Avinu. Mashenkin, if the Beis Din is there, they're not chayiv in both mitzvahs. They're only going to make one bracha. They're not going to make two brachos. One of Ala Mila and one of Lachnisa B'Riso Shalom Ravinu, they're only allowed to say one bracha. So what's the obvious kasha now? Why don't they say the bracha of Lachnisa? Why do they say the bracha? So that's a pasha teretz. Because nobody holds that the bracha of Lachnisa is the Iker bracha on the Ma'isa Mila. On the Ma'isa Mila, you're going to say either Lamul or Al Hamila. Al Hamila is an all-encompassing bracha, whether it's the Maisa of the Mila or the Tosa of the Mila. Now, granted, when there are two aspects of Mila being fulfilled, we want to demonstrate that in two different brachas. So there, you can say Al Hamila, which is Shayach to the Maisa, as we pointed out, it's Mashma over Lasiyasa as well. And then the father can demonstrate that there's a second aspect to the bris by saying Lahachniso. However, when you only have one bracha to make, clearly that bracha would be al hamila, not lahachniso, even though only the aspect of the totsah of the mitzvah is being fulfilled. The Marach or Zeru himself doesn't hold that the bracha on the mila is lahachniso. He holds the bracha on the mila is al hamila, even though lahachniso is much more shayach to the totsah than al hamila is. But nevertheless, when you're only making one bracha, it's clear that the bracha that you're making is lahachniso, is al hamila, sorry.
Because that's like a more just general
bracha. It's a general bracha that whatever Mila accomplishes, that's what's being done here. So you're not going to make the specialized bracha that's only designed to demonstrate a secondary aspect of the mitzvah when there's only one aspect of the mitzvah being fulfilled anyway. So Ala Mila is a more general bracha, and that encompasses whatever is being fulfilled. Lachniso is only necessary when Ala Mila is already being said and there's still a secondary acknowledgement to be made. So perhaps that's the pshat in terms of the way the Rambam formulates it, that the ikar chiyuv is on the father, and he has two chiyuv. Secondary chiyuv is on the Beis Din, that's only the second aspect of the totsah. And therefore, when the father's around, you make two brachas. When Beis Din's around, you only make one bracha. I think it works. Okay, so getting back to this, perhaps this is the machlokes between the Balei Tosfos here. Well, it is the machlokes in terms of whether or not lahachniso is part of the Birchas HaMitzvah versus just the Birchas HaShevach. If you could say that what the Rashmishant is really saying is that there are two aspects to the Mila, and the second one is on the Totsah of the Mila, But you can't, so he said, that's why he has to come on to the first comment. He says, number one, if you say it's second, you're going to be meshaker bevirchoso. Lachniso lahaba mashma. The oj etzarech levarech over la'asiyaso. And second of all, you have to make the bracha over la'asiyaso. So if you're going to say the first possibility, if you're going to say that it's dafka bracha on the mitzvah, so then you'll just say, every bracha on every mitzvah has to be over la'asiyaso. But if you say that it's dafka din in the totsa'a, so then you have to come on to the first reason, which is lahachniso, is dafka mashma lahaba. I am about to be machnis him into the brisa shel Avraham Avinu. But it's not that it has to be over la'asiyaso. It's not that it has to be that way, because I just don't want to lie about it. I don't want to say that, like, I brought him into the bris milah 10 seconds ago and now I'm about to do it. It's not true. You already did it. So the first answer of the Rosh Mishnah is saying that it's just a quirk in the lashon of the bracha. The second point that he's making is, no, it's a standard Birchas HaMitzvah, and it has to be explained, you know, has to fit the regular rules of Birchas HaMitzvah. So then the kasha comes up. Why is it that the Birchas HaMitzvah has to be made over la'asiyaso, and why do you need two Birchas HaMitzvah on one mitzvah? So you can say that the Rosh is holding that there's two aspects to this mitzvah, but nevertheless, you have to make the bracha on the ma'isa that's gorim the totsah over la'asiyaso as well. Right, so that's not clear how the Rambam would explain it. The Rambam could agree to that; he could not agree to that. Saying if you just read the Rambam's lashon, it says that the mo'el makes his bracha of ala mila or lamul, and avia ben mivarech bracha acheris. Doesn't say exactly when that bracha is supposed to be chal. When is he supposed to make that bracha? It could be he holds like the Rash that it has to be over la'asiyaso. It could be that if you say, like we're explaining, that it's a bracha on the totsah, so it's lav dafka that has to be right before you are goring the totsah. It could even be after the totsah has already been accomplished. It's unclear from the Rambam how he would hold. But anyway, maybe that's the pshat in this sheet of the Rosh, that he needs two different explanations. Number one, he needs the grammatical explanation that you can't be meshaker b'diburo if you say lehachniso, it has to be that it's coming up. And why is that not good enough? Because maybe it's not so. Excuse me, why is that necessary? Because maybe in this particular mitzvah, it's based on the totsah, not necessarily based on the maisa. And then he says, and if you argue that even if it's based on the totsah, it still has to be over la'asiyaso because it has to be preceding the mice and it's goring the totsah. So I'll tell you, it fits into the regular rules of Birchas HaMitzvah of over la'asiyaso. So that's a possibility in explaining why the Rosh needs two reasons. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, the whole thing's only Birchas HaShevach. Don't worry about it being over la'asiyaso. It's not, it doesn't matter. Okay. Fine. So then we have the Tosfos over here on Zayin Amid Beis in terms of Al HaTevila. So the question becomes, when are we making this bracha of Al HaTevila? So Omer Rabbeinu Chananel b'shem Hagaon Dafka b'tevilas ger. It's not talking about every time somebody goes to the mikvah and is shaykh to make a bracha on the mikvah. It's talking about when a ger goes to the mikvah. He doesn't have the mitzvah of tefillah because he's not Jewish. So it could be that everybody else has to go to the mikvah and the shaykh to make a bracha. They can make the bracha beforehand because we paskin that they can make brachos even when they still have to go to the mikvah. And af al pichein, even so, Marie, de ein ligor benashim shemavarchos achar atvila. Don't get upset that the minig for women is to make the bracha after the tevila. Kevendika tevilas ger de lo matzi levarach lo chilku. There's a low plug from tevilas ger. So that's what he wants to say. Don't get upset about it. So does that mean that they're supposed to do it? Does that mean that we like this low plug, that we're okay with it, because at least there is a svara to allow it? It's not clear from what Tosfos' lashon is, what the actual conclusion is here. Right, so too by Netilas Yadayim, he's asking the obvious kasha, why is it by Netilas Yadayim you make the bracha after you wash Netilas Yadayim and not before? So then he says, not because it's a low plug from when you come out of the bathroom. So that's the, that's, and he says also by Netilas Yadayim, there's a secondary reason that, secondary reason is that before the Gemar Niguv, the official Netilas Yadayim is not done, and that's very similar to what we saw in the small Tosos Be'idna, the Agma Nafik Bey, which means that that there's still going to be the Nanuim, so it's still considered to be a little bit over Lasiyasa. That's the second point within Netilas Yadayim. V'yesh Mefarshim, the Bechol Tvilas Kamer, the Gavar Lochazi, the Kodim Sheyered, So he says, there's another reason when it comes to going to the mikvah, maybe the water is going to be freezing cold and you're not going to go in right away. So you're going to make the bracha, then you're going to have to spend 20 minutes working up the nerve to go into the water. It's going to be a hefsek between the bracha and going into the water. And therefore, we don't want you to make the bracha, because it might be a bracha levatala, there might be a hefzik between the bracha and the mitzvah. That's similar to what we said from the Ravid. Maybe she's not going to be makabel the kiddushin, or why don't we make a bracha on giving tzedakah? So maybe the guy's not going to be makabel the tzedakah, right? That's the Chubas HaRashba. So that's all these, you know, shitas are represented somewhat in this Tosos. All right, Lamaisa, Tosos's main shita seems to be that there's a low plug when it comes to women going to the mikvah. And there might even be a low plug by Netilas Yadayim when it comes to that. So, just in terms of a little bit of the Lamaisa, there's a very famous machlokes between the Tur and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef sort of forces pshat a little bit into this Tosfos here. Beis Yosef is in Simen Kuf Nun Ches, an easy one to remember. It's Lashon Kinuach, right? So, about Netilas Yadayim. So the Beis Yosef Kuf Nun Ches corresponds to Sif Yid Aleph, where he's explaining Tosa a little bit Shalok Kipshuta, because the Tur writes that you have to make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim, like Tosa. He says that by Netilas Yadayim we make the bracha after we wash, not before we wash. But the Beis Yosef understands that the Tosa's lashon is that you're not actually chayav to make the bracha after you wash, right? Because the Netilas Yadayim is similar to what we said before of Ein Ligor Benashim. Since it's shaykh to say a low plug, so we don't get angry if the women make the bracha after they go to the mikvah rather than before they go to the mikvah. And so too by Netilas Yadayim, it's shaykh to say such a svara. So don't yell at people if they make the bracha after they wash versus before they wash. What you could yell at people for, which not actually, but what you could yell at people for is talking after they wash. Right? Now, this is an interesting phenomenon in general. Talking after you wash, is it an avera? Let's say, it's not nearly as big a deal as talking in between a bracha and a mitzvah. Meaning, essentially, when you make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, the mitzvah of Al Netilas Yadayim is finished. Right? You've done the mitzvah. So what's the reason not to be mafsik in between the washing and the challah? Simply because of the concept of Yadayim Askani Yosem, that we're choshish, that if people get involved in conversation, they get animated with their hands, and you know they're going to forget themselves. So best to sit quietly with your hands in front of you, and you know exactly where they are, and you're able to concentrate on what you have to do, and you're not going to ruin the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, and you'll have to wash again before you touch the bread. But in terms of hefsik, it's not an actual isser to be mafsik between the washing and the hamotzi mitzad mitam the bracha of al netilas yadayim. That's irrelevant, right? So really, the isser to be mafsik is once you've washed before you eat bread. So the bracha of al netilas yadayim is a little malav lamored over there. But for whatever reason, people decide that when you wash, so until you make the bracha, you can shmooze it up. And then you make the bracha, and then you go sit down quietly. It's not necessarily so, right? In fact, really, the bracha should have been made beforehand, not afterwards. So the Beis Yosef says, Ein Ligor, you shouldn't get upset, like Tosas wants to say by Nashim, with Tvila, so you shouldn't get upset at people who make the bracha afterwards. But Ein Achinami, says the Beis Yosef, definitely better to make the bracha beforehand if you know for a fact that your hands are clean. Right? But that's also another problem with some people have the minhag to say a pasuk of Su'u Yideichem Kodesh after they wash. Anybody have that minhag? Yeah, so there's a discussion in the poskim whether that's a good idea or not. Meaning, because really you're supposed to have made the bracha already. And now you're going to wash your hands, and then you're going to say a pasuk before you make the bracha, which is already too late. So that's some want to say that that's not the way to go. All right, Lamaisa, do what you got to do. I'm saying if your family's had this minig, there's strong support for the minig as well. But Lamaisa, that's in terms of this same lumdis, that's the kasha that some have on those who do the minig. But certainly the Beis Yosef wants to encourage those who know that their hands are clean to make the bracha before they wash, and the bir halacha in Siman Kuf Nun Ches Divrei Maaschil Mevarchim around Sifyid Aleph, he says that that's also perhaps the pshat in the Rambam, not just Tosfos, so the way the Beis Yosef wants to learn, and it's mutter to be noeg like the Mechaber if you know for a fact that your hands are clean. This is a famous sheet of the Mechaber that the bir halacha wants to say. If you want to go that direction, it's not the end of the world. I was always under the impression, and I could be totally wrong about this, I was always under the impression that our hands are just much cleaner than people's hands were in the time of the Shulchan Aruch. That if you look at just in terms of, they talk about, if you don't have any water, you should just be mekanech your hands and kol midi de mekanech. And then they list off a number of substances that we don't find clean at all. Saying you should rub your hands if you have... your hands are not clean, rub them in dust. Rub them in dirt. No, we wash our hands when there's dirt on them. We don't rub our hands in dirt to try to clean them from whatever worse schmutz is on them. Like, we don't do that. Saying the concept of, again, I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa, I'm saying a person scratches his head. Now, if you haven't showered for a week and you scratch your head, you find out very quickly that you haven't showered for a week. A person who showers on a daily basis, and scratches his head, nothing comes off on his hand. His hands are still just as clean as they were before he touched his head. So again, I'm not saying a lemaisa, I'm just saying that I think just our standards of cleanliness are so much higher than they were up until even 50 years ago, because of the availability of indoor plumbing and hot water and soap and everything being so cheap and easy to take care of. We're just much more washed than people ever were. And in terms of what constitutes, so it's definitely shayach to say that nowadays that our hands are clean, we can avail ourselves of this particular sheet of the Beis Yosef. I'm aware of some people who actually do this halacha l'maisa, that they make the bracha before they wash, because they hold that hands, you could look at your hands, see they're perfectly clean. And so that it's certainly roy to make a bracha. If somebody was going to bring you an apple right now, you would make a bracha on the apple. So you wouldn't say, well, let me go wash Netilas Yadayim, and then my hands will be roy for a bracha, and then I'll make the bracha on the apple and eat it. We don't do that. We just make the bracha. So what, this bracha of Netilas Yadayim is any worse than that? So I don't know. It's questionable halacha l'maisa. All right, there's just one more nekuda on this low plug business of the Tosfos. So the Magen Avram in Siman Reish Samach Gimel in Ilchos Shabbos in Sif Katan Yud Beis talks about, what bracha do you make on lakas neros shel yontif? Because we have the famous chumrah of the Ramah that if you make the bracha before hadlakas neros Shabbos, it's ki'ilu you're makabel Shabbos upon yourself. And once you're makabel Shabbos, you can't light the candles. So therefore the Ashkenazic minig is to first light the candles, then to block out the light of the candles and make the bracha so it'll be a little bit over lasiyasa. Right? The Sfarim just make the bracha and then light. So the question is, what about Yontif when it's mutter to light the candles? So the Magen Avraham wants to say, based on this Tosfos, that it's a low plug. It's not, just like we have low plug by these other cases, we have a low plug over here. However, if you read the introduction to the Drisha / Prisha, right? If you read the introduction over there, it's sometimes misquoted that this was the sheet of the mother of the Prisha. It wasn't the mother of the Prisha, it was the wife of the Prisha. the son is the one who wrote the introduction. So since the son wrote the introduction, he was talking about his father and he was talking about his mother. So he says, my mother was also a great scholar. She was not, you know, she was not only an Eish Hayil. She was, in addition to being a great Eish Hayil and a great mother, she was also a tremendous Torah scholar. So she had, and so he said, I'll tell you over a couple of her shitas. So he said, I think two things in her name. He said, one shita was this, that she held that when it comes to Hadlakas Ner Shel Yontif, there was no reason whatsoever not to make the bracha before you light, because what's going to happen? You'll be Mekabel Yontif before you light? So what? So you're Mekabel Yontif before you light. Good, you're still allowed to light the candles on Yontif, so there's nothing to worry about. I think the other opinion also is regarding Neris Yontif, where he's saying that it's not proper what a lot of women do, that they wait until the husbands get home from shul in order to light candles. Rather, it's best to light the first minute that you're able to light, rather than wait. So if it's the first night of Yontif, you light while it's still chol. To be mosif min hakodesh al chol. Also, if you hold like the Ram, if you hold like the Groz Diuk in the Lashon of the Rambam, that everything that happens before Shabbos and Yontif is called Kavod, and everything that happens on Shabbos and Yontif is Oneg. So you can be Mekayim both when it comes to the Neiros. If you light before Yontif starts versus when you light on Yontif, then you're only Mekayim Oneg, you're not Mekayim Kavod. So there's all kinds of reasons al pi halacha to try to light the candles beforehand. So I think that was the other halacha that he quoted in the name of his mother. But the halacha that he quotes over here, that really on Yontif, should light first, the Magen Avram laughs that off. He says, Ein chachma l'isha. So he says, there's no such thing. He doesn't agree that he says, it's a standard low plug, just like this Tosfos says about Netilas Yadayim and Tevila and everything else. Standard low plug, yeah.
Magen Avram knew this thing?
Yeah. Yeah, he read the shtickle. So he says he wasn't such a big fan of it.
And he writes,
he quotes such a lashon, Ein Chach Malisha. He says, regarding that which you see that the Prisha quotes in the name of his mother, he says, Ein Chach Malisha, don't worry about it. It's not true. It's a low plug, and he's Mitzayan Har Tosfos. So if you look over there in the Dagal Mirvav on the Nod Behuda's notes on the Magen Avram, so he writes he doesn't agree with the Magen Avram for a couple of reasons. He says, number one, when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, I understand why it's shaykh to have a low plug. Because the bracha in one case is on Netilas Yadayim, and the bracha in the other case is on Netilas Yadayim. Same bracha, so it's easy to get confused. It's much more shaykh to have a low plug. But Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos versus Lahadlik Ner Shel Yontif, who's going to get confused? Why would there need to be a low plug when it's two totally separate brachas? And then he wants to, and then the second point he says, there's a raya against the Magen Avram from Ner Chanukah. So he says, according to the Magen Avram, so when you light Ner is Chanukah, you say Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah or Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. So you should first light all the Chanukah candles and then say the bracha of Lahadlik. He says, really? You ever heard of that? Nobody does that. So he says, according to the Magen Avram, that's what would happen. You have a low plug by all times. You light candles. So okay, you hear the kasha, you hear the you could answer from the Magen Avram very easily against that particular kasha, but Lemais, at the end of the day, the Dagal Mirvava sides with the wife of the Prisha. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, they agree with the Dagal Mirvava's take. They don't they seem to take on the Magen Avram's take. Lemais, I think most women are not knowing like this Mishnah Berurah. I think most women do like the Magen Avram, even though the logic seems to agree with the Prisha, or the Eishes HaPrisha. I don't know. Lemais, whatever your family minig is, that's lechora what people would do. All right. Let's leave it at that.